When World War II ended in Germany, everyone in Ilse's tiny village was terrified. They had heard unspeakable stories about each of the conquering armies, so horrible that they didn't even know which army to hope for. But they knew one of those armies would be in their village soon. Ilse lived with her grandmother, who was the de facto leader of their town. Ilse's grandmother started telling all of her neighbors, "When we know the enemy is coming, join me in my home. We will face the enemy together." Days passed, but finally they could see the convoy of trucks headed toward their village. So they all gathered in Ilse's grandmother's home. With a candle lit, she led them down into her cellar, where they waited together. When they heard the trucks stop outside, Ilse's grandmother blew out her candle, and they waited in the darkness. They heard banging on the front door, and then boots on the floor above their heads. Finally, Ilse's grandmother said, "I am not going to wait here in the dark to be killed." So she relit her candle and started up the stairs, singing her favorite hymn. "Ein fester Berg ist unser Gott." And to her amazement and everyone else's, she was joined by a voice from the first floor. "A bulwark never failing." Ilse said later, "As soon as we heard someone singing a hymn with my grandmother, we knew we were safe. No one could sing a hymn with us and then harm us. We rushed up the stairs after my grandmother and found American soldiers. What I remember most about them were their songs, their smiles, and their chocolate."